White, Santa Elena, California, December 1st, 1910. My dear son, Willie, I received your very interesting letter this morning. I thank you for writing so fully. Your letter was very interesting. I am always pleased to hear from you. I do not want to say cease to write to me, but I am afraid that you are taking too much upon yourself. Considering how many places you visit, we are surprised that you are able to accomplish so much writing. I have received a nice letter from Addie. If Addie and May will, through the merits of Jesus Christ, overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, I shall feel so grateful that I have had it in my power to do for them what I have done. I give May free access to my home. She is welcome to come as often as she chooses. I am glad that she is so near us. We do not have the privilege of meeting Addie so often, but I want them both to feel that I have as deep an interest in them and as great a care for them as if they were my own children. I want them both to have a set of my books. Well, I am 83 years old, and yet my hand is as firm and steady as it was 40 years ago. Never have I so greatly desired to stand before the people and bear my message as now, just now. But I must guard my strength. I must not be imprudent. I feel very anxious to complete the matter for the unfinished book on Old Testament history. I hope to finish the manuscripts on Esther as soon as possible. The Lord desires His workers to branch out, not in self-confidence, but in faith, bearing a living testimony for truth and righteousness. Divine truth is to be received, appreciated, and sanctified to the good of all our people. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. We have no time to be idle or to walk in a false show. The truth must be to each soul a living reality. I have recently been writing some important matter. Elder Cottrell is in danger of considering that his opinions are infallible. He thinks that his ideas are given him by God and that they are never to be given up. Here is his danger. There are some views that men should ever maintain, and there are other views which, though they may think them right, are not of God and should be given up. The truth as it is in Jesus bears the impress of the author of all truth and should ever be cherished. Elder Cottrell needs to learn that some of the views that he holds are not of the class that are ever to be maintained. I am charged to give him the message that he needs to make a decided change in thinking, that his ideas are never to be yielding up, even should his brethren look at things in a different light. We are nearing the great crisis, and I want Elder Cottrell to realize that the Holy Spirit, which Christ promised to his disciples, must be the guide of God's people today. Those who believe in Jesus are to act as Christ would act. No one or two or three or four men are to unite to accept certain ideas that they claim are binding upon them and all who believe. We are to understand the truth as it is in Jesus. There are many who have only a surface experience. During the Union Conference held at Mountain View last January, light was given me. One night I suffered intensely. I seemed to be in conflict with satanic agencies. That night instruction was given me. The next morning I bore my testimony as to who should serve as president of the California Conference during the coming term. It was an important crisis, and I was forced to my feet to bear my testimony. I was bidden to say that Elder Haskell, in connection with his wife, being acquainted with the work, was in a position to serve intelligently for another term as president of the California Conference, and that Elder Irwin was to act as president of the Union Conference. If Elder Haskell now feels that he has served his time, then another man must be found. God is in earnest with us. In the past, strange things have taken place. There have been men who have worked counter to the working of God's will because for years they have been led and controlled by a deceptive influence. I am bidden to give the warning that the Lord will not accept men unless they give evidence that they are obedient to the working of the Holy Spirit. Those who do not give evidence of genuine conversion should not be put into office. We are living amidst the perils of the last days. Men who suppose that they are competent to serve in office, yet who show that they have not been changed by the Holy Spirit, should not be placed in positions of responsibility. Should they be, a self-sufficient spirit would come in that would spoil the flock of God. There are those who show that they are not safe men to entrust with the guidance of God's work. They cannot discern the high standard that his people should reach.
I write this now because I know that the men who have been revealing that they are not controlled by the Holy Spirit are not to be placed in office at the coming conference. I have a representation to make. Israel stood at the brink of the Red Sea, perplexed. Before them were the deep waters of the Red Sea, its waves beating on the shore. Behind them, the chariots of Egypt, and on either side of them, granite rocks. And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Exodus 14, verse 15, 16. God is our God, and we may safely trust in him. If we work intelligently, and not in a haphazard, unbelieving style, he will give us success. We have no reason to distrust God. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou in thy mercy hast led the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength to thy holy habitation. Exodus 15, verse 2 to 13.